please help the new show now. After more than 13 years, this podcast will cease to exist after September 30 without your support. Please donate now at britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hey there, news listeners. Welcome. It's your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 13th of September, 2021. We've got the best technology news that's been going on over the weekend, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Windows 11, yes, we all know, just around the corner. And we already know the classification for hardware, according to Microsoft, what it takes to run it. One thing we haven't heard about, though, if you're running a Mac, will it work with an M1 chip? I know, a little sacrilege out there, but some people on a Mac, yep, they gotta run some Windows. Finally, we've got an answer from Microsoft, and it's not gonna make you happy. Yes, a Microsoft spokesperson has come out and pretty much said that, Apple M1 chips, it's not supported. So anybody out there that wanted a dual boot system for your Mac OS or your Windows 11 system, it ain't gonna be happening. Also, if you want to say, okay, I'll just do it in virtual, that ain't working either. Which is kind of strange, because Parallels, yes, the probably most popular virtualization tool, it was actually working for Windows 11 dev build, but all of a sudden, no more. Most people started having hardware compatibility errors. There was kind of a fix in Parallels Desktop 17.0.1 update, but then again, more compatibility problems. So what does this mean for Mac people on M1 chips out there that need to run some Windows? Sounds like you got two choices. Stay on Windows 10 for a while, or buy another computer. Unless Microsoft gives us some good news in the coming days. You want storage? Google's got storage. Now, we're all aware of the 100 gigabyte plan for $2 a month, 200 gigabytes for $3 a month. Of course, now if you need a lot of storage, 10 terabytes is $50, 20, and 30, $100 or $150 a month. But what if you need a lot of storage, but you need it in the middle somewhere? Well, get ready to cough up $25 a month now. Yes, that's Google One's new 5 terabyte storage plan, the one in the middle. Now, if you're also wanting incentives and thinking, yeah, 5 terabytes, that'll at least last me a year, you can pay up for it, of course, and save a little bit, which will set you back $250. Plus, there's little extra Google perks for you, access to Google Experts, and even a VPN for Android phones only. Hey, speaking of storage, hey, we might have an iPhone coming here pretty soon. Shh, nobody's supposed to know that. But our main man Ming over there in China, yeah, he's saying get ready for 1 terabyte of storage on the new iPhone 13. Of course, there'll be the basic entry 128 gig, 256, 512, but there's not going to be any 64 gigabyte option. And speaking of the iPhone 13, yeah, that means we could be getting 4 devices pretty soon. However, though, they'll be pretty much in the same sizes as last year's models. Now, even though we're expecting Apple to unveil the iPhone at the upcoming event, that doesn't mean you're actually going to be able to buy one. Also, according to our main man Ming over in China, iPhone 13 could be affected severely by supply chain shortages. As we said, all will be known pretty soon, starting at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on September 14th. That's when we get to start our California streaming. And finally, speaking of the iPhone, if you own a motorcycle, you may want to listen to this. Spotted actually over there on the Apple support forums, apparently exposing iPhones to high vibrations, you know, like on motorcycles, could actually degrade the device's camera system. Huh. Now, most people say, come on, this is just like some stupid rumor, right? No, Apple's actually acknowledged this. They've even recommended against mounting an iPhone on a motorcycle because the vibrations might be transmitted via the bike's handlebars and chassis. Now, Apple says if you're planning to mount your iPhone to a scooter or a moped, it's recommending that you use a vibration dampening mount. It should be okay, at least for those. But if you got yourself a Harley, pretty much mount with caution. Got a story no one else is listening? Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. And speaking of sending things our way, we need your donations to be sent our way so we can keep the news show alive. Unfortunately, as things are still looking for us, without your help, the news show is 17 days away from going off the air permanently. So please, we need your help now. If you love this show, head to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. And for literally as little as $5 a month, you will help keep this show on the air. And those of you that have stepped up so far, thank you so, so much. It's because of you we're closer to our goal now, but we still need your support. So please head to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Also, check us out on Facebook at British Tech Network. And, of course, we're over there on Twitter as well. So follow us there at British Tech. And come by our BTN community at our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way for your Tuesday edition tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a grand old fantastic Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.